بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to Ayatul Kursi, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, the great, great Imam of the subcontinent who revived the knowledge of Hadith in the subcontinent of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc., a great, great scholar, he says that Ayatul Kursi is like the heart of Surah Baqarah, the first surah. And the first part of the ayat, Hayyun Qayyum, is like the ruh, the soul of it. And all the rest of the ayat and the rukus, 40 rukus, are all like the parts of the body. Just like in the human body, all the parts are connected with the heart. If the heart is all right, and it pumps blood to all the parts of the body, the whole body is all right. And as long as the ruh is in the body, the soul, the body and the various parts function. When the ruh goes out of any part of the body, it becomes paralyzed, it becomes numb, and it doesn't feel pain or anything, no sensation in that part. So the ruh is also just as important, and the ruh is the most important, and the heart is also very important. The rest of the parts of the body are dependent on the ruh and on the heart. Just like that, the whole surah, 40 rukus and every ayat are like the parts of the heart of Ayatul Kursi and the soul of Ayatul Kursi. So we see consequently the kitab starts, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In there, and these two qualities of Allah, Hay, that Allah is ever living. Allah lives since ever, will live forever. Allah is ever living. Qayyum, Allah gives life. Whatever has got life is by the gift of Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah gives life, that thing has got life. So the kitab, the very first ayat, that it is the kitab that gives life to mankind. Those who practice upon the Quran Sharif, they will have life in them. They will be like real living people. Like when the Muslims had made amal on this, and they had all this in them, they did not fear any of the kuffar anywhere. And they treated them like dead people. They got no power. Because they don't obey Allah, they don't make the zikr of Allah, they don't read Quran Sharif. All those people are like dead people, they have got no power. So that life of Allah, which Allah, He has, life is only for Allah. And whom Allah gives life, that person has life. So from that Allah Ta'ala, it is shown that life comes from Allah Ta'ala. Then after that, Ya Yuhannasu Ubudu Rabbakum, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyakum, you people were all dead, we gave you life. And life comes in a person's life by the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that also all is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the ever-living and He gives life. After that, Allah Ta'ala explained about the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah gave life to Adam alayhi salam. After making his form, Allah gave life to him. And then Allah created from him Hawa alayhi salam. And then from the two, Allah created all the progeny of Adam, all Bani Adam, all the children, all of mankind. So Allah is the ever-living, He gave life to all. And then Allah Ta'ala explained about Shaitan when he was ordered to make sajda. One command of Allah that makes sajda to Adam. When he did not, he was completely disgraced, he was humiliated and punished. So when Allah's obedience is not there, then there is no life in that person. That person becomes dead. That person does all the wrong things, which leads to his total destruction in this world and in the akhirat in Jahannam forever and ever. After that, Allah Ta'ala explained about the Bani Israel. They were the chosen people of Allah at that time. And when they practice on the Torah, the Injil, the Kitabs, all the various Kitabs Allah Ta'ala had given them, they also had life, so much life that they were the chosen people. And Allah had sent thousands of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, to keep on reminding them. And all that is an exposition, an explanation of the Allah Ta'ala who is ever living, and Allah gives life. And they had life to that level that they were the chosen people. Allah said manna and salwa for them. Allah gave them the best of ni'mats also. After that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained about the other side of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that is Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And there again Allah explained that Allah gave life to the other son Ismail, and through him Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. He built the Kaaba Sharif with his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Kaaba is the life of the people. As long as tawaf carries on, ibadat carries on at Kaaba, the world will carry on. But when the Kaaba will be destroyed and the destruction of the Kaaba will take place close on to Qiyamah, then there will be no life. And then the world will come to an end. So Allah Ta'ala made the Kaaba that symbol of life. Life is from Allah, and Allah gives life. And all the life of the world is not by the scientists, it's not by the factories, it's not by the farms, it's not by the shops, but it is by the name of Allah. And as long as Kaaba Sharif and all the masajid in the world, which are the daughters of Kaaba Sharif, the ibadat carries on. And how much any and every masjid is abad. If we have 24 hour amal in our masajid, and our masajid are amal with namaz, tilawat, zikr, then in that area there will be all goodness. All vice and evil, crime and insecurity and fighting, all that will go away. And there will be life there. So Allah is the ever-living, and He is the one who gives life. That if we keep His houses alive, Allah will give us true life. We will enjoy our lives. And if we do not keep the masajid abad, then we will suffer the consequences. We will be the living dead. We will be the dead who are living. We will be living, but we will be dead. We won't have any fun of life, any enjoyment, no peace, all the time tension, all the time fighting, all the time fear we will have. So the life is from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah taught that with the Kaaba and facing the Kaaba, facing towards Allah and bringing the commandment of Allah Ta'ala into our lives, that way is what will give us life. Then Allah Ta'ala explained about jihad. Jihad is the thing to give life to our deen. As long as the Muslims will make jihad, deen will keep on living. Effort for deen. As long as Muslims will make effort for deen, deen will keep on living. And then Allah explained about qisas. Take a life for a life, a tooth for a tooth, etc. When justice will be there, people, they will have life in them. And when there is injustice like what we see in the world, the whole world is enveloped in injustice now. So when the people, today we have forgotten what is peaceful life. We are so used to a life of tension, a life of fear, that we live all of us in our homes as though we are in prison. We got burglar bars on our door, and the crooks are walking free on the roads, while we are in prisons all the time. And this type of life, unfortunately, we have taken it as the normal. The abnormal, we have become so used to it that we have taken it to be the normal. But if the deen of Allah, jihad comes alive, qisas comes alive, then life will come into us again. And then also Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned all the ayat about marriage, about talaq, iddat, etc. All those points. If that is maintained properly, there will be life in marriages. The enjoyment of marriages will be there. It won't be a thing that we just take for granted, but everyone will enjoy his married life. Today our homes have become like pits of Jahannam. The fights in the house, the unhappiness in the house, disagreement, discord, all the time shouting and fighting in the house, husband and wife at one another's throats, the children being disobedient. All this is because we are not observing the laws of Allah. If we observe the laws of Allah, who is the ever living, He will give life in our marriages, in our homes, and everything will go smoothly. So in this way, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi has beautifully explained that the crux of it is Ayatul Kursi. It is the heart of Surah Baqarah. It is the heart of our lives. And it is the soul of our lives. Al-Hayyul Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. If we bring that, we will have life in us also. And if we make effort of reading through Ayatul Kursi regularly, working to bring the reality of it in our lives, we will also enjoy that life which is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is ever living, He will make us ever living. That in this world also we will live a life of enjoyment, peace, contentment, security. Maut will be a great gift for such a person. He will enjoy maut, and then he will go into greater enjoyment in the qabr. And then in Jannah, unlimited enjoyment and life forever and ever. And if we don't have Allah in our lives, we don't have life in us, then we will be like the living dead. We will be living, but we will be like dead people. And when we die, it will become worse. In the qabr, we will be pressed from one side to the other side. The day of Qiyamah will be worse, and then forever that suffering in Jahannam, there is no life. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. No death in Jahannam, and that life also cannot be counted like life. That is all. So the Ayatul Kursi is a great, great ayat. May Allah give us the tawfiq to learn it, to read it regularly, to understand it, to bring it in our lives. وَأَخِرُ الْأَمْرِ. Thank you.